In London, pressure is building on Prince Andrew to explain his association with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. It comes after video evidence surfaced showing Prince Andrew at Jeffrey Epstein's New York mansion in 2010, 2 years after his conviction. It's also been reported that the Prince entertained Jeffrey Epstein and his entourage at the Queen's Balmoral Estate. Buckingham Palace is now in damage control, saying the Prince was unaware of any wrongdoing and is appalled by the recent report of Jeffrey Epstein's crimes. Johnny Diamond is the BBC's royal correspondent. He joins me now from London. Welcome to breakfast.
Morning, Hamish.
Is it now time, certainly in the mind of the British public, for Prince Andrew to explain his association with Jeffrey Epstein?
Well, it's a difficult call because as far as the palace is concerned, Andrew has explained it. He says he's never done anything wrong. He's never had any improper relationships. There's been no sexual relationship or anything like it. You know, it is acknowledged that it was an error of judgment to see Jeffrey Epstein a couple of years after his conviction for soliciting an underage girl for prostitution, certainly. But apart from that, you know, they say there's nothing to see here. Move along, folks. But the video of Prince Andrew in Jeffrey Epstein's home 2 years after Epstein's conviction, it does change things. And at the same time as that, in the last, 12 hours, the BBC has seen court documents that appear to show that Prince Andrew is a pretty regular guest on Epstein's jet, alongside the very woman who is at the centre of this controversy, who at the time was a 17-year-old called Virginia Roberts. So this is pretty messy. It doesn't reflect terribly well at best on Prince Andrew's judgment, and there are a lot of unanswered questions.
And of course, not the first time that his judgment has been called into question.
No, I mean, you know, you can see him as something of a liability at times, without any doubt. But you can also see him at times as a great credit to the royal family. Let's not forget, this is a man who saw military action during Britain's conflict with Argentina over the Falkland Islands in 1982. You know, he was on board helicopters being shot at with Exocet missiles. And that was certainly not a time when anyone saw him as a liability. He was also seen as a rather youthful, engaging and lively kind of guy during the 1980s. But certainly in the past couple of decades, the relationship with Jeffrey Epstein has been a very, very unfortunate one. And the question that is unanswered about this video that appeared on Sunday is just what Prince Andrew was doing in that house. The newspaper that uncovered the video and released it suggests that he stayed there for 4 days. That's an awfully long time to stay in the house of a convicted child sex offender. There are a stream of women just in this brief video going in and out of the house, one of which in particular looks very, very young. So the questions are there, and these sort of very strong denials from the palace indicate their strength of feeling, certainly, but they don't answer the questions about Prince Andrew. Traditionally, they've always said, look, members of the royal family are allowed a private life, and we're not going to give a running commentary on that. I think the questions are becoming so loud that you have to query that approach and again wonder just what was he doing inside that house.
I suppose it also raises a question about how it was possible that he didn't know that Epstein was convicted of soliciting a minor for prostitution 2 years prior. As you know, anyone that has dealt with the palace in any form knows the enormous number of advisors, the great care that they take.
Yeah.
Is it plausible that he was there without any knowledge?
No, he would have known that his friend, a man he had spent a considerable amount of time with, certainly in the early 2000s, had been convicted and jailed for sex offences. There's no way that he didn't know. Now, there is one uncorroborated story that he was advised by a friend not to continue the relationship after the conviction. But riposted that loyalty meant that he would, and that the French, in these quoted words, which have not been corroborated, stop being such a Puritan. It's difficult to know what the truth of it is, but there's no way that he wouldn't have known that Epstein had served time in a Florida prison, that he'd been convicted, that he had pleaded guilty, albeit in a plea bargain. No, he knew, and he chose to go back and see him. Now, we'd known that he went back and saw Epstein because there was a picture of them walking in 2010, in the winter of 2010, in Central Park in Manhattan in New York. So we knew that, and it had been that, along with various other scandals, that had forced him to stand down from a role that he held here in the United Kingdom, a sort of special trade representative, where he flew around the world trying to drum up trade, but he had to stand down from that. But again, it's one thing to go for a walk with someone who has been convicted of these crimes. It is another thing to stay in the house, and there is no explanation from the palace as to what he was doing. And as I say, in the last 12 hours, we have caught sight of these court documents, which are statements submitted to the court on a related but different case, that suggest that Andrew spent some time on Epstein's jet with a minor, with a 17-year-old girl, with whom he'd been pictured earlier with his arm round her waist. And again, whilst some of this is disputed and there are problems about corroboration, there are a number of questions about the company that he kept and then the company that he maintained after that criminal conviction.
Obviously, a lot of this is producing, it has become fodder for the tabloids in the United Kingdom, sure. And it's obvious why. But the reports that Prince Andrew had invited Jeffrey Epstein to the Queen's private Scottish castle, Balmoral, in 1999, yeah, certainly draws the whole dynamic much closer to the royal family, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. I mean, if you believe the multiple reports, and some of them are pretty well sourced, he drew both Epstein and a woman called Ghislaine Maxwell, who was a close friend of Epstein's, right into the royal circle many times, several times, in various different royal palaces. They were invited there. And again, that is what you do if you're a royal. You have your friends round to stay. And prior to the conviction, of course, you could argue, why not? Certainly he didn't have Epstein to stay after the conviction. But the question, of course, is about the judgment of character and about the kind of company that Epstein kept, the kind of people that he surrounded himself with. And to an outside observer, it is very unfortunate company, and it is surprising that the Queen's second son would be so close to both Epstein and the company that he kept.
Johnny Diamond, thank you.
Thanks, Hamish.
Johnny Diamond is the BBC's royal correspondent.